Why did you turn your own mic off?
It is. I had to move it. I had to move it, and you don't like it when I move the mic.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You see what I'm saying? I had to move.
All right.
I had to do it. Because you know what? The sound of the mic is more important than hearing the voice.
What's wrong with you? Well, we're back. You missed it. Pay attention.
I haven't done this for like 5 months. What does this button do?
You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. What's all the stuff I gotta say again? We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're on the MyJoy Radio app and iTunes or Google Play and across the GTA on AM 1250 Joy Radio. Boy, how good were those stinking kids? Kids.
They were très bien.
It says rotate your phone.
No, I guess if it's German, gut. Yeah, gut.
Tim.
Yes.
This is a moment for you and I to catch up.
Yes.
I thought I would work that into the lineup today.
That's awesome. I feel so important now.
It's summertime story time with Drew and Tim the Tool.
Yes.
We have known each other since we were 13?
14, 15. Yeah, teen ranchy, kind of over 30 years now. Even longer, maybe.
We both had hair.
We did. You had that great fro.
You had that great mullet.
Yes. part of us is like longing for those days, and the other half is like going, what were we thinking?
I didn't like my hair.
I thought it was cool at the time, but...
Your hair or my hair? Whose hair are we talking about right now,
both
Tim?
Both of us.
What happened to your summer?
Well...
We need to keep Amy entertained because she's falling asleep.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
First day... See, that's not a good sign, right?
No.
If you start
but she's not named
get
Alex.
Dopey in the first show that you're here... Then there's a good chance you're not going to be here very long.
Don't. I like her. She brings lollipops, so it's all good.
What's that? How's that song go again?
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lollipop.
Oh, we're on Facebook Live. Look. Bum, 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 bum. We are waving to one and all on Facebook Live. Go to our Facebook page and you'll see us live.
Yes.
Any highlights of the summer, Tim?
The motorcycle accident was pretty awesome. I know not everybody would have heard about that.
But when did that happen?
July the 8th. Not that I'm counting.
But you were here because I saw your arm in studio.
Yeah, I wasn't here that, like it happened on Sunday. I wasn't here the following Saturday, but the Saturday after that. So it was about 2 weeks after the accident.
Let me see the scar. I want to see, are you going to have a good manly scar? Oh, no.
It's not that.
It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's.
Because last time you showed me it was all kind of pussy and gross.
Yeah, gross and scabby.
That's one of the worst words in the world.
Pus?
Oh.
Along with moist and ointment. I don't like those words.
The three of them together just make it.
Well, you need ointment to get rid of the pus.
Are you going to ride your bicycle again?
It's a write-off.
Because I want to ride my bicycle.
Yes, I want to ride my bike. I would like to ride again, but it's a little too expensive right now. I'll have to replace the bike.
Right.
And I use the insurance money to pay for other bills.
Shauna, what are you doing? I'm worried about you. She's just... Can you do me a favor and pass my beverage over, please? This is how I use interns. I told the new intern, I don't use interns for like going and get drinks and coffee and stuff.
But her reply was the best. I don't do the non-fat latte, all that
oh,
kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Oh, yeah, too many words. You're not going to write that down?
Getting your coffee.
I don't know what soy is.
Listen, we shouldn't be paying any attention to the new intern.
Oh, right, and we're not supposed to give her a name, right?
No names yet.
Intern one.
She may not last.
All right. So my physical scars are healing on the outside. I'm discovering.
What, are you scared?
No, I'm discovering some internal soft tissue stuff. So I just got an ultrasound and an X-ray.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I guess. Oh. Yes. I was expecting a baby shoulder. So I got to follow up on that. Probably a little bit of physio. I can move my arm some ways, in other ways it's very painful.
Show me the way it's painful. No, seriously,
just trust me.
Show me the way
trust
it's painful.
Me. Like I can't.
You can't
like
do the chicken dance.
It starts to hurt when I put it back. I can push forward, but I can't like push things from the side. It's great radio on Facebook. You can see me. So I had to get that checked. My son and I did a lot of work construction stuff at the cottage, and we're really pleased with that.
Do you think anybody cares about
built a new dock, which is exciting.
This segment, nobody
now
cares.
Now I'm back to work, which is good.
I mean, I don't care.
My summers.
It just keeps.
But
talking.
I actually love my job. But on a more serious note, I think this summer, since I've seen you last, my father's mortality
what?
Is really starting to hit me.
Why? What happened to him?
Well, He's got Parkinson's.
Is he worser?
Yeah. And I think I didn't really notice that until just this past couple of weeks when we do this Parkinson fundraising walk. And he's walked it in the past.
That is so cruel to make people with Parkinson's walk.
Yeah, well, it's everybody else walking for them. Oh. But this year he had to take a wheelchair. And the other thing I
noticed...
Electric? No, I was pushing him around. He might get one. He might get a cool scooter. And the other thing that I guess I kind of knew but didn't know was it's degenerative on the brain as well. And my father, who was a doctor, great memory, right, figured out problems. All of a sudden, I spent about 10 minutes trying to tell him and teach him how to do shift so you can do a capital letter, because he was having trouble putting his passcode into his computer.
Yeah, when we come across the mortality of our parents for the first time, that becomes a thing.
Yeah, it really hit me.
Why are you so loud?
Because I'm close to the mic.
Okay.
Your levels are the same as mine.
I just don't want you to be louder than me.
Well, we're the same.
No, we're not.
I need to be less. I realize that. And we need to leave some room for Jesus.
That was funny.
That was my summer.
I was distracted by how great we look on... Shauna, can you tip that down so we get less ceiling and more Tucker in the shot, please?
And also less of that bright light.
Oh, yeah, the bright light. Yeah. Can you not break it?
I like her hair in the photo.
Every time.
That's awesome. I like how her hair
shows. Oh, that's pretty good. Can will it fall?
Probably.
How many times have you dropped that thing today?
Twice.
There's still no Tucker in the show. Tucker, come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Come on. He's like, Frank, seriously, I'm laying down asleep. Come on. Come on.
Up. I can see him now.
There we go.
Tucker.
Go look at Facebook Live and see my beautiful doggy, Tucker the Wonder Dog, who was run over by a truck at 7 months old and has survived.
He has.
And he's, watch this. Can you?
Well, get the scratchies going. Getting the scratchies.
It's not in the shot. Anyway. Okay.
And your summer.
Oh, dude, I moved. Sold the house.
Oh, yeah. I
packed everything. Purged everything.
I
don't think there's anything else I hate more. I'd rather have someone pull a fingernail off.
Yeah. I've done it twice. Never did it as a kid. We always lived in the same house. But as a married couple, we've done it twice, and I hate it.
We've done it twice.
Yes. Well, we have two children, and we've also moved twice.
That's so funny.
You're the best, Drew.
Anyway, now up at the cottage.
Is like everything in storage, or did you get
it? It's in the basement at the cottage.
In the basement of the cottage.
Which I can't get in anymore. No, you know what? A lot of purging, which is great. I really don't have that much compared to most human beings, but I was still disgusted with how much I had.
Yeah.
I filled a U-Haul trailer. There's no way I should fill a U-Haul trailer. No way. Way. It weighed a lot.
Okay.
Was
there curds and?
Way. I did... I did not enjoy moving. I was trying to think of something more profound, but there's nothing
else. To the point, that's fine.
I did not enjoy moving. I didn't do much this summer.
Which is good. It's healthy.
What did I do? I don't think I have anything to talk about. Usually, well, that's the end of that segment.
No, usually you spend part of your summer seeking out those things which you like to make fun of.
Oh, right. Well,
did you do any of that?
Well, I sort of did that near the end of last season's show.
So did you do some yoga cult stuff?
No. Remember, I visited four places of worship. So
yep.
One was the Hindu temple.
Yeah.
One was the Muslim temple mosque. One was the Happy Clappy Church, and one was Pagan Fest.
Right.
Which I ended up sort of doing a roundtable discussion with all of the pagans under a tent in the rain one day, and just picked their brains, and it was good. I enjoyed it. You know what I like? I like when my judgmental bubbles get popped.
Mm.
And I discover that my judgmental bubbles are usually based in ignorance.
Yes. Well, they all are.
And hearsay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why prejudice is such a hard thing, because we prejudge everything without understanding it.
You're so deep.
I know. Like a quarter.
I want to read a letter, handwritten card that I got.
Wow.
Look at that, kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, millennials, look at that.
Do you even know what
that is? That's called handwriting.
Yeah, it looks like a prescription.
This is from the West Bank. No, West Bank Avenue in Australia. Sorry, wrong place.
That's the next segment with Mubeen.
Dear Drew, I wanted to let you know that Noel died, blah, 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 after a long illness. So the setup is, this is an older couple from the church I used to pastor at in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Roly-poly, fun, joyful, cheeky, fun. Anyway, old couple.
Okay.
So the husband died. He was on dialysis, having blood transfusions every 2 weeks. I miss hold on. I missed him as well as I could. No, I nursed him as well as I could, but the doctors decided to stop treatment. So I have a very different life now. One thing that has never changed is our love and delight in you.
Wow.
It was very cool to get this letter.
So that
I got
them
this
and the,
letter.
Them and the Tompkins, you got them all over the place.
The what?
The Tompkins love you too.
Well, why would you bring that up?
Because people do love you.
No, I don't want other people being brought up in this. I still tell.
Wow.
I still tell.
There goes the roly-poly vibe.
I still tell people about you throwing the rubber snake into the front pews at the church. I was doing an exam. I can't remember what I was talking about it, but it was an analogy, and I threw it, and it landed right in front of this couple, and the woman was like 18 months pregnant.
Wow.
The kid could have popped out right then and there.
Nice.
Addressing is Willie from The Simpsons. I don't remember that.
Groundskeeper
oh,
Willie.
Oh, that's right. Really? The $50 note you put into a bag with dog poo. The skit with the mud. And anyway, it all showed us that we had value. You seem to doubt your worth. You make a big difference to the people of our church. Never... have we had the same numbers after you left? And oh, this is hard to read. And now, oh, we don't have any baptisms. There's a water shortage in Australia. I love you like a son. When I read that, that was made me kind of okay. Still miss you and smile at you, smile at your antics. That still got the message across. You are real and relevant in this posing and pontificating world.
Ooh.
I pray God reveals how much he loves you in a personal way. I apologize for my handwriting as I have osteoarthritis in my hands. Funny anecdote about Noel. Ready? Here's the whole reason.
First of all, I
wanted to read this because I know they listen to the show in Australia, and I wanted to just let them know that this card will never be thrown out. Here's the funny anecdote.
All right.
Rob Burton was preaching on Saturday at the front. Rob had an air horn, which he warned us he was going to use. I covered my ears, and Noel just sat there. And when the air horn went off, Noel shouted a bad swear word in the air. In the air. I can't say that. It was so funny. Remember, I will always love you and pray for you. Nola Paul is her name. Yeah. So that's good stuff. I like that. Had to share that.
I have a file at work that I was told my first
encouragement file.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I
do. Yeah.
Mine's kind of thin.
Mine's pretty full. But remember, I teach like hundreds and hundreds of students each year, so you know, even if one or two give me one, it adds up after
that's
17
pretty good.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do go back to it sometimes and try to remember why I do this.
Is our next guy on the line? Great. Okay. I'm glad we got through that segment. We didn't really actually have much to talk. But we had to, you know, look, it's the first show back.
Yeah.
We have to verbally hug before we
do
go any further.
Yeah. Now we can verbally chastise, as we usually do. You more so than me.
By the way, we have children doing our bumpers now.
That was funny. I hadn't heard them yet.
And the family, I paid off the family. With Gidio chocolate?
Nice.
Because I said, have you guys heard of Gidio? And the mom went, are you kidding? I love that stuff. I opened the bag, pulled out five bars. She went nuts.
Woo-hoo. Anyway. Did the kids get any?
No.
Of course not.
You know the kids got, can I have that pen there, please?
Yeah, sure.
The kids got Chapman's ice cream vouchers.
Even better. If you're a kid and it's the summer.
$25 otherwise. Worth of Chapman's ice cream.
25 or 624.
Thanks, Chicago.